Welcome back. This is Trent Rhodes with Total Immersion, the audio course to help you focus, especially on one topic. And this is more about how to set your environment the proper way, or the most effective way, so that you can be influenced in all directions when it comes to learning something in particular. And if we, of course, take the idea that learning has to happen only in the classroom, outside of the mind, and we replace it with learning happens at every point in time, or potential learning, if we're able to grasp it, then our life experiences become a classroom. And so we develop a world classroom, and that's my main focus. So this course, again, is to illustrate the importance of orienting your mind and your experiences so that what you take in each day, as much as you can, you are absorbing your topic of interest. And so this particular course, I wanted to concentrate on vision, your eyes, and what you expose yourself to. Of course, this can include your ears and your nose and what you're touching. But for general purposes, let's say, think about what you see each day and take yourself through a daily Monday or Tuesday, any day of the week. Open your eyes, you get out of bed. What is the first thing you see? Do you see a blank wall? Do you see wallpaper, a poster? Do you have messages near you? Do you check your phone? And so when you check your phone in the morning, what is your wallpaper? When you're checking your social media pages, as we've gone through in the previous section about social media, what are you seeing? When you turn on the television, what channels do you watch? And if you're not actively watching television when you do turn it on, what channels are on? Even if you're not paying attention. When you are watching videos on YouTube or Vimeo, what is it that you're actually watching? There's an important research in science and genetics in particular. It's always fascinated me. I've come across it many years ago, and I've been able to backtrack and see how influential it's been in my personal journey. The topic is called epigenetics. And epi, meaning outside of or beyond. And of course, genetics. So this is different from your usual genetics, where it focuses on genes. Epigenetics focuses on how your genes are influenced by your environment. And if we think of the environment as everything that we're exposed to, that means our senses, but that also means people that we're exposed to. It means our life experiences. It also means what we think and feel each day, and actually at every moment. The research shows that certain genes and self-expressions are turning off and on throughout the day, all day, every day, depending on what we're exposed to, how we think and how we feel, and our perspective, perception. Why is this important? What that essentially means is that we have the power to control the manifestation of our DNA. From the scientific point, that's what it means. But what does it mean from the standpoint of education? It means that we are directly or indirectly suppressing our ability to learn, or we are activating certain abilities to learn. So I want you to think about this when you are exposing yourself or you're in your environment. Be aware of what you're watching on television. If I were interested in a particular subject, I would find the television stations that talk about that subject, and I would leave it on. So even if I'm not watching, I'm subconsciously registering it. I'm being exposed to it. If I have an interest in that subject, My social media feeds would reflect that. My background wallpapers would reflect that. The music I listened to would reflect it. I would find audiobooks and DVDs and movies and anything I could get my hands on that would directly and indirectly expose me to my subject. I would find it and I would put it to use. The reason why this is important is because if you're really serious about your subject, this is a way to become so intimate with it, you eventually fall in love with it. And once it reaches that point, your passion for your subject will be so strong that nothing will be able to crack your belief in your ability to go along with it or to become very good at it. And if you look at the histories of peak performers, just choose your subject, it doesn't matter what it is, you're going to find this pattern that in the very early stages, they fell in love with their subject. And so that was all that they could think about. That's all that they could see. They exposed themselves to it. In a lot of ways, they have taken the science of epigenetics and used it to their advantage, even if they didn't know about the science. So this particular section, think about what you see. Think about what you're exposed to each day. Make the conscious change to put yourself in position to be influenced by that subject in the different ways that you go about your day.